All right, here we are. What's going on, DreamCon 2024, day two. We have made it right back into the gaming stage. It's amazing to see everyone already out there competing. I know some amazing gamers in the building, but definitely want to introduce ourselves up here on the main stage of the gaming hall. First and foremost, I go by the name of Cleo Thomas, a.k.a. Mrs. Slick Living. This is my third year being here at DreamCon. Every single year it gets bigger and better. And now I get the chance to sit up here not only with my co-host of my podcast, How to Nerd Podcast, but also my family. I love that. I love the fact. Make some noise for the family one time in the building. Yeah, man. So we'll start off at the end down there really quickly. Let's start off at the very end. Go ahead.
Testing. What's up, y'all? Kadeem, a.k.a. Kathaddeus, Keeper of Games here. Dressed up today as a big, bad Snake. Big boss, Metal Gear Solid 3.
Yeah, make some noise for Snake.
Shout out to Hideo Kojima. Shout out to Metal Gear Solid Delta coming out soon. Cannot wait. Go ahead, Brennan.
What up? I'm Brennan. Like I said, co-host on the How to Nerd Podcast, a.k.a. bald, brown, and beautiful. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, I had to work on that. Y'all was making fun of my AKA.
I like it.
But yeah, man, we out here. I'm excited for this.
That's right. Going in, passing it down here.
Testing. It's working, right?
Yeah, look.
Okay, cool. Hi, my name is Kalia Thomas, a.k.a. X_KT Creations. I'm the youngest sister of the four controllers. And yeah, I'm excited to be here. I'm going to pass it off to this guy over here. I think I know him.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Camille. I go by Mill Mills, and I hope y'all enjoying DreamCon. What's up?
There it is, man. Make some noise for the four controllers and the How to Nerd in the building. First ever crossover. Throw your phones up. Yeah, man. So we get the chance to do our very first live. No, this is actually our second time doing a How to Nerd podcast live.
Yeah.
Which I'm really, really excited about, man. It's a podcast in which myself, Brennan Edwards, and a good friend of us who is not here, Roxy Hayes. Unfortunately, Roxy Hayes had to deal with some flight delays, and she was not able to make it.
And she's sick.
And she got sick.
So
and
look,
unfortunately.
Positive love, energy to her. Hopefully
well
she feels
soon,
better.
Roxy.
Big love to Rox.
All right. But the sickness got her. It got me after our last thing, so I'm happy I'm good now.
That is true. But the thing about Roxy is her presence is here no matter what. She has a quote for everyone here.
Wait, she has a quote?
She has a quote. Roxy's not here. She's sick. But she said, and I quote, "Tell them to pity me."
The funny part is, I never have any trouble pitying Roxy. So I'm literally right in it. Like, no worries, Roxy. All the pity is here for you. We got you.
All love, man. Always. So we actually get a chance to talk about today's topic, which is, of course, gaming psychology. And what it means to be a gamer in 2024, considering where we are, not only with the ability to access a lot of retro games, but also what the future of gaming has looked like. So I just want to give you guys the topic overall. But very quickly, I want to start from down there with Kadeem. We'll work our way back down to Hamil on what you are nerding out about currently. What's the number one thing on your list that you're gaining all the information about and you're all the way in?
For me, it's going to be kind of a weird one, but doing a lot of YouTube videos for just Reddit stories, kind of just seeing how other people's lives are going, you know what I mean? Like, what's your horror story for working at fast food restaurants, stuff like that. It's just a random rabbit hole that I've gone down, that I've been nerding out. I mean, again, we nerd out about a lot of things. That's what I'm on right now. I can't explain it.
There's nerd stuff everywhere, and if you're going down YouTube rabbit holes of other people's horror stories.
Did he say rabbit? You say Reddit or YouTube or both?
Both. It's both. All three. It's a combination of all of it. You know, nerds don't stop at one spot, all right? It's Reddit. It's a Reddit post that's being read on YouTube that's just rabbit holes of just people's lives.
Somebody monetized that channel, by the way,
yeah.
Which is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Someone just literally just was reading someone else's stories on Reddit, from Reddit on their YouTube channel and just making money that way.
I feel like there's a legal something there.
Could be.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about, bro? What are you nerding out about currently?
All right. You know, so I own a production company based out of L.A. That's actually where we produce most of our produce the podcast, How to Nerd. And so lately, I've been nerding out some really, nerdy stuff. It's like difficult nerd stuff. Like, you know, there's fun nerd stuff and then there's not fun. So my not fun nerd stuff is like, what does it take to become a minority company that is able to get government contracts? Like getting SAM.gov and being able to register, do all that kind of stuff. It's a lot of paperwork. It's really boring. But there's supposedly a lot of money in it. So I'm out here just like, yo, I'm a nerd out about the things that help me in the way that I do the things that I just like to enjoy as well.
Secure the bag, brother. Secure the bag. It's YouTube University in 2024. Kalia, what are we talking about? What are you nerding out about?
Currently, I'm nerding about some good old wrestling, some WWE.
Any wrestling fans? Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I've been getting into that. Super excited for SummerSlam. I've been keeping track of all the stories. And it's also fun to go back and like watch some of the WWE Legends biographies by AEW and just hearing some of the stories. And it's like, how is Shawn Michaels alive at this point, respectfully? So it's been fun going through that whole lore and history within the wrestling business. So yeah, that's what I've been nerding about.
Can I ask if there's any Joe Henry fans in the crowd? Okay, can we do it on three? We're going to do it on three. You ready? Say his name and he appears.
Joe.
All right, cool. It's out there. I had to see it in real life.
We did an episode on wrestling, and I'm over here just blank face.
You have no wrestling.
I've never seen an episode of any wrestling.
He's never watched wrestling one day in his life. Never.
He must baptize.
How?
He's
lying.
How? I'm with you.
I'm in a sheltered household, first and foremost, and secondarily, as an adult, I haven't had a friend sit me down and be like, yo, this is what you need to watch. It's intimidating now. Like, I don't even know where to start. What am I supposed to do?
You start on Raw or SmackDown or NXT or any of the amazing pay-per-views we've had for over the last 40 years.
You just said a bunch of words I don't understand.
A lot of acronyms.
Hamil, what are you nerding out about right now, bro?
Well, I was kind of out of my nerding out phase for a minute, but I just got back from Evo and definitely nerding out again for the FGC. As you can see, it's strong right here. Everyone's getting some sets in. So I'm definitely nerding out on some Tekken, Street Fighter 6, frame data, everything. That's what I'm on right now. So
Shout out to the FGC, man.
Tournament, bro. Let's get another one.
I love it.
Cleo, hold on. Before you move on, what are you nerding out on, bro?
I'm currently nerding out on X-Men stuff. Obviously, Deadpool and Wolverine just came out.
Ah!
I had to step out with a Gambit cosplay one time.
Can y'all see the purple?
Yeah, man.
Crazy.
I had to step out one time. Big shout out to Brian Hearns, who made my Powerline costume, surprised me with this. So really, really excited. And if you haven't seen the Deadpool versus Wolverine movie.
Who's seen the movie?
Okay, yeah. Good moment.
It is so good.
It's really good.
Good movie. Love letter to the fans. Okay.
Good ass movie.
You saw it?
I did see it.
Yeah, he was
good. It was good.
Yeah, we can't do spoilers, but the three of us going
to
talk about it.
Oh, we have to.
So before we really get into the gaming psychology topic, we want to play a really quick game. It's a pop quiz. Okay, it's a pop quiz question, right? So what it is you have a list of different RPG roles, such as knight, wizard, healer, you know the rest. If you're into RPGs, I know you are all the way through, okay? You got to put one of our names, so put everyone's name on the little board here, right? And besides each one of them, here, and throw this down to you guys. Tell us who you think that person would be in a game. So, for instance, Roxy, who couldn't be here, but she still made sure to have her presence known, will have pity for her.
Pity
for Roxy. She sent in a list of what she thinks everyone's RPG role would be. For me, Cleo, she said an assassin. He doesn't let people know his moves. That's pretty on brand. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Brennan would be a monk because he's bald.
Of course. I feel like you got pleasure from reading that. It felt good.
It felt good to deliver it in a way that Roxy would deliver it. But she would put a little bit more of her emphasis.
No,
she would
be
like,
doing her
because you're bald.
There you go. Thank you, Cleo. I appreciate you emulating.
That's how she would
Roxy, thank you so much.
All right.
I'm happy you didn't do the laugh.
Roxy said she would have been a paladin. Which is a holy knight crusading in the name of good, which sounds exactly like her. Yeah. If you know Roxy, you know that is BS.
That is a lie.
BS.
That is a lie.
Thank you.
I
everyone
love
knows Rox. That's BS.
Love her to death. make sure y'all put one for Roxy too. All right, y'all.
Everyone.
Everybody put one for Roxy.
Yeah, no, I went back and did her. I was like, wait a minute, Roxy getting in there.
All right, and Kadeem, she has a wizard, the ability to make something out of nothing.
Take it.
That's pretty, but that's on brand.
I'll take it.
That's
take
on brand.
It. I'll take it.
Hamil, you'd be a bard.
Yeah.
You know what a bard is?
Yeah.
Bard loves
definitely
music.
A bard. Yes, definitely okay. A bard. I would have chose that for myself. Definitely a bard.
And Kalia,
yeah.
You would be a rogue because you like to do your own heroin things.
Yeah. I like to be kind of sneaky with it, you know?
Yeah.
I like that. I respect it. Thank you, Roxy.
All right. For the crowd, very quickly, which one of you guys, raise your hand if you would be a warrior. No warriors? Oh, we got a warrior back there? Okay. Raise your hand if you would be a mage. We got some mages back there.
Mages.
Okay. What about if you wanted to be... Where are my assassins at, though?
Secret with it.
Okay. I see an assassin. I see you. I see you as an assassin. Okay. All right. Any priests? Any priests?
I don't trust the assassins.
None? No priests? Obviously, it's DreamCon weekend. Ain't nobody trying to be holy around here. Ain't nobody trying to be a holy priest around here. All right. Everyone got their things written down? For the most part?
You do it for yourself as well?
Yeah, do it for yourself as well.
Okay. What, you put Brandon in there?
Or? You put Brandon, you put everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, man. If there's anybody who wants to be able to tell me why they would be a warrior, a priest, or if they would be a wizard, a mage, a ranger, a druid, shaman, anybody, hands, you want to take the mic really fast? Well, in the meantime, everyone's filling out their things. We got one right there. Let's go for it.
I would choose to be a mage because, you know, like most magic elements is kind of OP. You feel me? And my favorite magic element would probably have to be fire, you know, so you could do like just anything, your imagination with that fire. You feel me? So
that's right.
You know, a set fire. Your heart ablaze.
So a mage for you, said fire. I love it.
What's going on, y'all? I'm Nilok the Beat Ninja. I would consider myself a mage because of the fact that you're putting all these elements together when it comes to magic, and with me working with music, me being a producer, you're literally making something out of nothing when you're making beats and stuff. So
preach.
Respect.
Preach, brother.
Real.
Preach. True. Preach. We got one more on this side. We're coming over here on this side.
I was going to put you. But you thinking of yourself?
Yeah, I'm thinking of myself.
I don't know. Thank you. Would you be?
I would probably be a warrior just because in most RPGs to smoke. I like to just go in there and fighting, but if I could do a secondary class, I'd be a paladin.
A paladin.
I'd like those magical abilities to help enhance those abilities.
Wait, can you tell me how do you define a paladin? What is a paladin to you?
Usually, it kind of has some of those like holy magic powers usually, and like they have more beefed up armor and everything, and more powerful weapons.
All right, I'm asking that because I'm looking at the list over here, and I'm like, I don't know what a paladin is. As I'm trying to figure out, like, look, the thing is, like I said, I ain't seen wrestling. I'm still here to learn. You know what I'm saying? All right, is anybody else before we jump into, because we're going to start going through how we... Oh, go ahead. What you got?
Yeah, so I would be a mage as I look at my DreamCon gaming team because I make things happen.
Hey, okay.
Nice.
The stare down, though. That was an intimidating stare, so I'd be a mage, right? Right?
A lot of mages.
One more? One more right here.
One more to my boy, Sid.
Then we're going to jump into like what we got the four controllers saying. What I'm here is how nice the four controllers are going to be to me, because ain't nobody ever nice to me.
I'm not a running you. You
what you got, brother?
I got a good one for you.
I would probably be an assassin because I move quick.
Yep.
And also secondary mage because I would use a bit of magic. Like the homie said, I love fire, so we'd be doing fire daggers and teleporting and all type of stuff.
That's lit. Now, the fun part is what's about to happen now is each one of us are going to talk about what we see each other as well as what we see ourselves as. So you better have written some for yourself. So I'm actually going to, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
I'm going to start it over here because I already saw what this man wrote, and I know what he's going to say.
We're going to start with you, Brennan. We're going to start with you.
Before we do that, I'm going to go ahead and bring something up like I told you I would.
Go ahead.
In case anybody doesn't know, I love you, first and foremost. You're one of my favorite people in the world.
Oh.
This man hosted a gaming tournament on All Def at one point.
Yeah.
If he wants to bring up what happened on that gaming tournament online, because Roxy was the host as well.
Brandon
we
is
played Super Smash Brothers, and everybody over there is lucky I didn't play in the Smash tournament yesterday. My plane landed too late. But we'll go ahead.
Brandon is particularly very good at Smash, and he will make sure to let you know any chance he gets, anytime anything comes up. Just know the conversation will end up with him talking about him winning, which why I made him a necromancer, since he likes to bring up old shit all the time.
The question is, we don't know where we are unless we know where we've been.
And he won't stop. Anything that's dead and should be dead, he will bring it back up. Never lose.
If you talk junk to me and I beat you, I'm going to keep talking until you beat me. Have I lost?
I've seen you lose, though. That one time, that dude showed up and got you.
No, that was good. He was good.
There you go.
I see him lose, y'all. He's beatable
on Smash.
I ain't losing nobody at this table.
What else on the list, Kadeem?
Okay, let me come down. Obviously, to Cleo. I mean, he's obviously my older brother. I know how much he loves Batman. So, Dark Knight was on that list.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, obviously, just Batman and obviously the Bruce Wayne look, obviously.
I'll take it.
You know.
I'll take that. That's easy.
He's being nice to people. Okay. No, go ahead. Continue. I got you.
All right. Baby sis, Kalia. I put her down as a healer for me, you know, for me personally. You know, Kalia is a healer. You know, I'm around her. You know, if anything I'm going throughout the day, she can always just tend to heal what's going on in my life. So that's just a personal thing for me.
Yeah.
And, of course, Mimil, obviously, he's a Baird. He is the Baird. He's the music.
He's the music.
The music, man. I know. I know how much he loves music. I've seen how much time he spends doing that. So, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And Roxy's really just a trickster. I just put it as a trickster. If you know, Roxy, you know.
It's not even on the list. He just put it on.
Oh, I know. I know it wasn't on the list, but I know Roxy.
I need to do it for Roxy.
Let's go down here.
What you got, Mike?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Email. Okay, well, what you got?
I chose the Dark Knight as well.
For me?
For you.
Oh, cool.
I chose Dark Knight for Cleo.
Why? Why did you choose the Dark Knight for him?
Oh, who are you? Him? Yeah. Hey, Kenny said the same thing. He loves Batman, and he's a Dark Knight. He is going to do what needs to get done for, like, loyalty, bro. He's loyalty, and if he's going to get dirty for it, he's going to do whatever needs to get done. He's godlike for that.
Y'all are very nice to each other. Let's see how we
get. Yeah, we don't have that whole sibling rivalry between you and your twin.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's the hotter one than you. Like, we don't have that situation.
I mean, he does have hair.
He has hair.
One.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure. Doesn't he beat you in Smash?
He does not.
I could have sworn he beat you in something.
He'd be beating the hell out of
you in something.
Yeah, that's fine.
What else you got?
Well, for Kadeem, I put him as a fighter.
The fighter?
The fighter. Kadeem's a fighter.
Yeah.
He's going to, like, he ain't going to, no one's going to push him, but if you do, you got to catch the fade, period. That's what Kadeem's about. He's
Kadeem,
snake.
Get these hands.
You want close quarters combat? Look at him.
Hey, man. I love you, Kadeem, but you can get these hands.
Yeah, literally.
Here we go.
For Kalia, I put her as a gunslinger. She be shooting.
The gunslinger?
Yeah. She quit. She quit.
You
better be careful.
You're so right. I looked over and she over here aiming at
you. Yeah, actually. Literally.
It's the truth.
And for Brendan, I put you as a hunter.
The hunter?
Yeah, because you're always looking for something.
Always.
Always.
Yo, how crazy is that?
There it is.
Always. Yeah. You are. And, and you know, and that's a good thing because you want your reward.
Okay.
You want your game.
Yeah.
I get you.
I take it.
I get that. And for myself, I put myself as a spellblade because I do love magic, but you got to know how to be in the physical world, too. So you got to know how to balance the two. You know what I mean? So that's why I chose spellblade for myself.
I love it. I love it. Great breakdown. Kalia, what you got for us?
All right. So for Mr. Khalil Thomas over here.
Yeah.
I put him as a spellblade.
Whoa.
Mostly because it's just like multi-talented, you know? You do balance a lot.
Thank you.
So many different levels. So
thank you.
That's a good part of that, too. For Kadeem, aka Kathikius over there.
Kathikius?
Yes. Y'all remember Kathikius?
Y'all doing this.
Yeah. Y'all remember.
If y'all had noticed, he's 3 years younger than me, but he's obviously the more brolic one. And he's been on his Twitch streams. What, didn't you have like a Hoochie Daddy short stream?
We haven't ran the Hoochie Daddy shorts in a minute. All right?
We don't need to bring
Kathikius.
That up.
There's a mass psychosis. Nobody saw it.
I was scarred for life.
Yeah. You're welcome, Brennan.
It wasn't real. But for him, I did put him as a wizard because, sadly, I really think about things in a D&D way. And with the wizard class compared to any other spell class, they need to know every single spell specifically, and they need their spell book.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's, like, such a hard worker in order to, like, keep all his resources together, keep all his tech together, and make it work, like, no matter what, I think that's what makes him, like, such a wizard with it.
Got you.
Thank you.
Good breakdown.
Thank you. Thank you. And then for Mr. Mill Masters, Millie Mills. I did put him as a bard also.
Everyone's going to call you the bard.
Because if it's
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm 100% fine with that.
And the best thing about the D&D interpretation of the bard, it's very, very multi-talented because there's like a sword-based one. There's more that's like support only and stuff like that. So he always loves to fill in roles whenever it's needed, especially in video games. So I think that fit him pretty well.
Thank you. I love that.
Yeah. Great breakdown.
Thank you.
You got anything for Brennan?
For Brennan, actually, I forgot to show that. I just felt like drawing them instead.
Did you just draw him?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
So
this is the sorcerer, Brennan?
Yeah, so, you know, this is Brennan over there with the
I see the sparkle. The bald. Is that
bald.
A sparkle on there?
Bald.
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 Bald. Can we get the crowd to yell at us as well?
Bald.
I appreciate you guys enjoying my chosen haircut. Because this is shaved. Thank you very much.
You can't grow.
No.
It's okay, bro.
Perfect. I did have him as a sorcerer because it just comes from inside. All your skills, all your humor, all just everything about you comes from deep within, and you manifest that into real life. So I think that's pretty dope.
There it is. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Hey, so you want to go? You want me to go?
You go. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Why you looking, bro?
No, I'm fine. Right, well, I already know. You like Kadeem said. You pulling up some old shit. Let's go.
All right, so look. No, we're going to start.
Bring it back, bro.
We're going to start with Kadeem.
Oh, here we go.
No, look. I see. The thing is, just because you're hating on me, there's hate over here. Doesn't mean I'm hating on you. I said this brother's a mage because technology is an art that a lot of people, if you don't understand it, is magic. And this man pulls things together in a way I ain't never seen on a consistent basis. And he overkills a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, what are we doing today? We just need a simple one camera stream. He'll show up with 5 cameras, 4 PlayStations, 11 screens, and a bunch of questions. So
you
my
never
point
know.
Is,
you know. You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You stay ready. You don't have to get ready. We're going to go down to Clea. What did I put for you? I can't even read my own. Oh, a summoner. Because you, the art that you create. And so for me, I've seen you create costumes. I've seen you create characters. I've seen you all that. So you're summoning these great things on a consistent basis. And the thing is, I feel like you summon from a space of love. I've never seen you be anything but nice except for that drawing since I've met you. So I wrote that before that. So that's all I'm going to say on that. Miller on there, I actually put you as the same thing as you put me. I put you as a hunter.
Oh.
Because ever since I've known you, you stay on the move. Mm. Like, you be in one spot. Like, even yesterday when you was on the panel, I was like, oh, he's right over there. And I look over there and you're gone.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, that's assassin never gets seen. A hunter gets seen when they want to get seen.
Mm.
So I feel like you always looking for something. You always hunting for something. And I know them eyes.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? There's something in there. You always hunting. I don't know what it is you be hunting for, but I know you're doing it.
Oh, you cooked.
You so,
cooked.
Yeah, that's how we out
here. I appreciate
here.
That.
And so Roxy, I put her as a concubine. And and a thief.
When she sees this, and a thief. Damn.
And I like
and
the
a thief.
And a thief.
Oh,
because you can be both.
Pity to petty, real quick, huh?
All I'm saying is,
pity
what did
petty.
She say for me again? Exactly. I got to hear hers before I heard anybody else's.
Right.
So I don't even. I think that deserves no explanation. Like we'll leave that where it is. For myself, I say I'm a gunslinger, because I stay with a loaded clip. Anytime anybody got something for me, I got something back. That's what I'm saying. Anytime you got it, I'm ready. And then for this man right here, if you watch our podcast, you'll know that there's a running joke going on of a stereotype that I've created for this man that he even can't argue with. Is that stereotype is that if he was to be reincarnated as who he is, he would be an Asian woman who is rich. And so after seeing Blue-Eyed Samurai, I thought that you would fit as a samurai.
Yeah, I guess that too, yeah.
Because you do the thing. You get everything done.
True.
You do it in a stylish way.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Like, I said the rest. There we are.
I appreciate that.
We're out here.
I appreciate
honor.
That.
Breakdown. I like that.
Thank you, man. Thank you for
love
that.
And hate.
Thank you, man. Very quickly, I put Brennan as a monk. I put Hamil as a beastmaster. I put Kadeem as a warrior. No, excuse me. I put Hamil as the bard.
Oh, okay.
And I put Kalia as our... One more time. I had it right here. This is the one I saw. Her... the paladin.
Yeah.
You're the paladin of the whole team.
She's
there
right.
There it is, man. Clap it up for that segment of us getting a chance Woo! To break everything down one time.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you, man. So, with the How to Nerd podcast, we like to talk about all things nerdy. So it could be from science, it could be all the way to animation styles, gaming, all the way through. So to give you guys a quick breakdown on today's topic, gaming psychology explores the various psychological aspects related to video games, including why people play games, the effects of gaming on mental health, the mechanisms behind gaming addiction, and how games can positively influence cognitive and social skills. This topic is particularly rich as it interacts with mental health, behavioral science, and the broader impact of gaming on individuals and society. Any psychologists, anyone studying psychology in the crowd? Yeah, okay, I see you guys. All right,
y'all
cool.
Better be raising your hands if we ask some questions.
I love that. I love that. So this kind of conversation is right up their alley. They'll be able to like really take from this kind of a conversation we're going to have about it. So I would like to throw this to the panel very quickly. Have you ever used video games as a way to cope with stress or anxiety, and can you share that experience? Brennan, we're going to start with you, and then we'll go to the 4 controllers. Okay.
No, definitely. Like, gaming for me is my escape. Like, I have been a gamer my whole life, and the only time, like, the most difficult times in my life, whenever things aren't lining up the way they need to, then I go beat up on people on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Or I get humbled. You know what I'm saying? You get online and you get humbled. Either way, it's like a cathartic experience for me because I'm just like, I'm able to remove myself from whatever this world is and whatever's going on, put myself into a different world and either show up or show up and show out or get shown up. And regardless, it ends in the same result for me that I'm able to reset, restart, and get back to whatever I needed to with a fresh mind, you know, and fresh perspective.
Love that. Clea?
Personally, for me, I do absolutely use gaming to cope. And one way for it is, like, when life is, like, out of control and stuff, I usually like to play video games because at least with something, I am complete control of the character and already know how the game works. So it's just a nice, like, stability with it to, like, really remind myself, like, what am I capable of? So having the control within a video game helps me, you know, pretty much lock back in and have a nice, like, stable ground to go back on.
All right. Kadima, what about you?
Of course. Gaming is, you know, I go through and just kind of collect games, preserve games, things like that. And honestly, a lot of my time when it comes to gaming is almost just finding other games that I've never heard before. And it just helps me relax and kind of just, you know, see how much talent and see how much artwork and just games that people have never heard of that people have never even played before that I like really researching to see how much time and effort are put into video games. Like, people don't know how much the development time and process is. I feel like it's becoming more of a topic nowadays.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, how long development phase is. But games from even back in the day, just games that long credit list of just people that you have never heard of and games you've never heard of. I like that side of it, escaping a little bit from that. Yeah.
Got you. What about you, Mike? When it comes to gaming, helping with social anxiety, is your way to calm down, is a way to reset? Talk to us.
For me, definitely a way for some alone time, I suppose. Get to know yourself more. Like, you can really use video games for a multitude of things, just like everything else. You can, like, figure out what kind of role you are. You can figure out, like, what's your strengths, what's your weaknesses. You can definitely do a lot with that. When it comes to, like, stress or anxiety or like that, there's some people that rage at games. People get literally views for raging at video games. Oh, you? Yes. Oh, yeah.
You too?
I've seen this man just rage quit Gears of War all the time, literally. Hey.
Look, it's not, the truth. All the truth. Time. Not sure.
And, family and, secrets and, up okay, here. Relax.
Xbox 360 days, maybe. Okay, cool. Yeah, those days. Not. But he grew, and now he knows not to. He knows how to deal with these. He knows how to deal with that and beat people up all the time. So he's good at that. But yeah, when it comes to anything like to help myself, it's just my alone time. It's just what I'm doing, and I don't really. Yeah, there's not much to it.
When it comes to me and my journey of gaming, right, like, every set I've ever worked on, I always had a console with me. Like, when I did Holes, I went to the Walmart, and I bought the pop-up PS1 with the flip-up screen. Like, my first per diem check, I walked right into Walmart and bought that. When I was doing Roll Bounce, me and Bao, all we did was play NBA Live and Madden against each other every single day on set.
Who was better, though?
It was about even. It was about even on that one, for sure, because he couldn't see me in the fighting games.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
First of all, there's a picture in mom's living room. You're like 9 months old, so you weren't even alive when we was really doing this.
Yeah. She walked during Roll Bounce, though.
Let's talk about that.
I actually helped her walk. Her first steps were actually during
Roll Bounce.
Yes. So that's how young she was. She could barely even walk.
Yeah.
So next question to the board. Can you describe a time when you felt a strong emotional response to a game, whether positive or negative? Brennan, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'll start. Obviously, I've had a lot. I'm going to give you two real quick ones.
Okay.
The first one is the most connected I've ever felt to a game. The first time I ever felt like I was like, whoa, I'm a part of this was when I played BioShock the first time. Anybody played BioShock before?
Great game.
Yeah, y'all
great
know what
game.
I'm talking about? It's like playing a movie.
Great game.
It stands up, too. So if anybody hasn't played it, highly recommend as a classic game, go back and try it. And the second one is the rage quitting. The most upset and angry I've ever been playing a video game was when I played Ninja Gaiden. Anybody know that game?
Which one, though? Which one?
Black.
Xbox?
The 360.
You got worked by that?
What? The Judgment?
Trash.
What do you mean trash? Did you beat that game?
All three.
Well, the thing is, look. I don't play. I play like directly competitive games.
Yeah.
So like, if you want to play some fighting games with me, let's do it. But against a computer that has way more powers than you and can do all that kind of stuff, 3D and 2D, like Ninja Gaiden upset me on a level that I hadn't experienced before because I'm like, there's no way to beat this. And it's like they made something that's impossible, and I hated it.
There was.
Yeah.
I promise you, there was.
No, I was very mad.
There was a way.
What about you, Kadima?
I'm going to go negative first, actually. Yeah. This game called Darkest Dungeon 2, which just came out recently. It's a newer RPG. It's actually class-based, kind of like, you know, what we did earlier with all the roles and stuff like that. I got to a level. I mean, we played RPGs damn near our whole life. different type of RPGs. This one had this whole DPS check, which I've never heard of before in my life. And the thing about this game, it was a roguelike, so you start over every time you know, you lose. I put 2 hours into this run and get sent all the way back, and I kept getting to this one boss that I didn't understand what the hell was going on. I didn't. And I eventually beat it, but I literally stopped playing the game after that. Like, I was so upset about not understanding this one part of it. I don't think I'm ever going back and beating it. I don't know why that game, and it made me actually go work out. Yeah. Actually, the game broke me and made me go work out. I don't know what it was. I couldn't tell you what happened. I promised when someone beat that boss, I was like, I'm going to the gym.
Yeah. So you lose in the game, you're like, I get my stats up in real life.
I'm getting my stats up in real life. That's exactly what happened. I started working out like 6 days a week after. I couldn't tell you what happened.
That's hilarious. That was a negative and positive flip on
it. It was both. It was literally, I guess it was both if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that game broke me enough to be like, I'm going to stop gaming for a little bit and just go work out.
I want to get a showing of hands. Has anybody else ever been broken to buy a game that they had? Wait, hold on. I didn't even ask the question. I want to show hands. You've been broken by a game so bad you had to go get up your stats in real life. Wow.
Yeah. Okay,
people
wasn't
say video
only
games
me.
Aren't inspiring.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't only me. Okay, I thought I was the only one that happened to.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought I was the only one.
I just was depressed after Ninja Gaiden. I'd never beat it. I just sat down. I was like, maybe I'm not good at life.
Yeah, I mean.
Nah, you got to.
Kalia, what about you, man? Can you describe a time when you felt a strong emotional response to a game, whether positive or negative?
I do a little bit of both. First, with the negative one, I was playing Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix again.
Kingdom Hearts 2, love it. Oh, yeah, I see that. Look, we got a Keyblade right there.
Hey, what
up? Hey, we good.
Got the Oblivion one, nice. Also, correction, it was Birth by Sleep. But, so, I was playing it, and I was going against Zigbar within the Birth by Sleep gameplay. So, and I was playing Aqua. And Aqua within the game, she's broken. You know, she can do backflips, she has the best agility, and her stats are crazy. But the thing with Zigbar, he has that stupid teleport move where he would just go back and forth while being on the ceiling, which is an open air level, so I don't know how that works, but he's also teleporting and shooting you at the same time. It's like, I have a sword, and I'm a gymnast. What am I supposed to do? So I finally beat him, and just the relief I felt from it was great. But this, the headache I got, I was literally throwing controllers, had to like sit in the bed for a little bit, pick it back up again, and go back into it. Yeah. So that was my negative one. But a positive one was I had a kind of tough time in middle school, and I wasn't gaming like at all. So eventually, like one night, I just really wanted to relax. And I haven't played Skyrim in so long. Skyrim is one of my favorite games.
Any Skyrim fans? Any Skyrim fans?
Okay, yes. So, man. Look, your taste
y'all play,
over
y'all
there
play
is
everything.
Amazing. I like it. Hey. But, so I started to play the music from the soundtrack of the game, and I just started bawling my eyes out. It just felt like listening to a second home, you know? So it was positive for me because I could just imagine, like, the artists and the musicians and all the designers of the game can make a game feel so real and, like, so full that it can make that connection to somebody. So I think that's just the beauty of gaming and art and game development, that they can make that connection with people.
Love it. Love the breakdown. Mike, what about you?
I'll start with the negative. Definitely when it comes to online games, when there's ranks, if you're like, oh, what rank are you? You gold? Oh, you bronze? You're trash tier. Like, that was negative for me because everyone tries to be like, oh, I'm not good enough for that rank. But then after I got past that and I learned how to actually increase my rank, it turned to positive. It turned to like how to actually improve yourself. How to actually get up the tiers. And definitely another positive thing was when I played Cyberpunk, when you can like choose your life path and choose how you really want to get things done. That's where it was for me.
For sure. Great breakdown about it.
The Cyberpunk like resurgence. I know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Apparently them two down there have put a lot of time. They love that game actually.
Thank you, Edge Runners.
Hey, Lucy and Strife.
Got you. Yeah. Next question for the panel very quickly. As a gamer, have you noticed any differences in how different genders are treated or represented in the gaming community? I would love to just even lead this one off very quickly to tell a quick story. My little sister being the youngest of three older brothers, right? So she's already going to be rough and tumble for sure. But I'll never forget, we were at a mall in L.A. We were at Fox Hills Mall, and the brand new Smash Bros. Was getting ready to come out.
Let's go.
They had a little kiosk in the middle there. And Kalia goes and picks up the controller, and she's playing. She beats me. She beats Hamil. She beats Kadeem. And then some other kid, you know, you got to pass the controller along. The kid sits there, he picks up the controller, and he looks at my little sister, and he's like, and I just like, now as an older brother, I wanted to knock his head clean off his shoulders, but I knew Kalia's about to beat the holy hell out of this kid. Three stock the kid. Make some noise for the three stock one time.
Oh, she's actually a beast at Smash. It's
she's
crazy.
An absolute beast.
She's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had to tell that quick story as far as representation when it comes to being a woman in this space and being a gamer and having all these different interests of life. Kalia, what about you? How does it feel to be a woman in this space?
So, for me, secretly, like, being into gaming since I was, like, the littlest of girls, I remember, like, I've been playing games more than I do playing with dolls, you know? So, I think, personally, for me, it secretly kind of felt isolating growing up because you don't know if all the other girls have that connection with you. And then you can't really play online, especially with my age. Like, I was playing Destiny 2 when I was, like, probably, like, 10 to 13.
Phantasy Star Universe.
Hmm?
Phantasy Star Universe.
Yes, I was playing Phantasy Star Universe when I was, like, 8 years old. Yeah, and, like, yeah. These are all multiplayer games. But I knew I can't go far in the game because who wants to play with a little girl in a video game, you know? So that's for, like, my own protection and also for other people. It would just be weird. So it is an isolating experience previously, but I do love that there's been, like, steps and bounds within game development, the gaming industry, and just video games itself to make it, like, more inclusive and just more fun for women in gaming and just making that space. So, yeah, it started off isolating, but, you know, we're all starting to see each other more, so I'm happy about that.
Absolutely love it.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Brennan?
Actually, I wanted to ask you a question, if you don't mind. Since we're talking about the gender and the gaming thing, is that's something I've always wondered, is do you feel that games are more designed for boys and men than they are for women, considering just the discrepancy in how many boys and men play video games versus women? Like, how do you feel about that?
I mean, that's the thing, because, like, when you ask something like, oh, how is it that you feel like it's designed for women, it's like, what does that mean, really? Because, like, for design women, like, does it mean is this more pink? Is it easier gameplay? Is it, you
ooh,
know,
easier
stuff
gameplay.
Like, legit.
Well, I mean, that's, so,
like,
that's, and the reason, that's actually why I wanted to explore it, because I wonder, it's just like, why isn't it as appetizing for women? You know, for example, like you just said, you felt like isolated or alone in that space, and it's just like, well, I know there's a lot of female gamers out here, you know what I'm saying? We doing it because that's where we are. But me growing up, you know, it's just like, every time I'm like, I'm going to play somebody or there's video games to play, it's always the fellas. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we're doing the LAN parties. It's the guys. You know what I'm saying? And I've always wanted women to come and play. I'm like, you want to come play? And they're always like, nah, I'm okay. So I always wondered, like, is there a barrier there? Or is it just because it's always been the guys, you know?
Yeah. I think it is. It's like, this is a more emotional barrier and, like, this society barrier to it. Of just, like, worrying about being in that space with a bunch of dudes that's playing a game. It's like, then you got to deal with the whole weight on you. It's like, oh, so you're losing the game. It's because you're a chick, you know? Like, that's the hardest weight it is when it comes to any multiplayer thing. So, like, I'm sure even, like, with esports in general, it's, like, I'm sure there's a crazy amount of women gamers that, like, go hard, but they would never, ever step on the stage because they don't want to deal with this, what would happen if that happens, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think with the whole barrier between it, I don't think it's really designed for men or boys in general. I think we're just a lot more secretive about whether or not we like it. So okay. I think, well, it's always been into it.
I'd like to actually, if you guys are open to it, I'd like to ask anybody or any ladies in the audience have anything to add to that. Just like, hey, like, we got to answer. We got to right over here. I just want to know, like, what your experiences in gaming and, like, why you think it is the way it is.
My experience with gaming, we have to deal with a lot of gatekeepers. When it comes to gaming, cosplay, anything nerdy, I've experienced being a girl gamer and having someone who didn't take heed to my abilities. And when I did win, it was, oh, you just won by proxy. Because you're a girl, we went easy on you. And I'm just like, but I actually play the game.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, yeah. We have one more.
One more over there.
Clap it up for Hippie, our producer, making sure to run the mic around really fast.
Thank you, Hippie. Shout out to Hippie.
Thank you, Hippie.
When did you get up? I don't know. I think we take a lot of disrespect when we're playing, especially in online games. They really just say, like, oh, you, like, as soon as we start the game, it's already like, oh, GG, we have a win. We lost that game, whatever. And I hate, like, for example, I hate talking online because it's only two ways. it's always like, you lost, we lost because we have you, or, oh, go, you belong to the kitchen, go make me a sandwich.
Yeah.
Go. There's always also the guys that always go shoot really, really, really disrespectful. Like, you deserve to be our word. Mm. You don't belong here.
Yes.
You are. It's tiring.
Yeah.
It's really, really tiring just being a woman playing game.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
I was really.
Yeah, it's always it's really the community if you really think about it, because that's where it starts from. Because like we're all gamers, bro. We really all love games. We're all here because video games and anime. Like we can all connect through that. Just because there's one thing that separates us doesn't mean we have to just like start treating each other differently. Like I know when you remember we playing Overwatch one time. You I think mom remembers it. Where's mom at? She's somewhere in here.
Where's our mom?
You remember that time?
Where's mom?
You remember?
Hi, mom.
Hi, mama. Do you remember mama. One time we had something that happened on Overwatch, and you actually were very affected by it because like someone was just talking crazy. But that's just a community-based thing. It's not really like the gaming industry itself. Maybe like on the inside, maybe. But like we as a community have to make it safe for everyone. That's really the goal here when it comes to females in gaming.
Yep. And we're gonna leave that. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say this. You know, I thankful for having Kalia as the youngest out of all of us, has always shown me, even at a young age, that, you know, yeah, we put controller in Kalia's hands at a very young age, and she was able to compete and play at a high level. So me personally, I just never have seen that disparity of a talent or skill from when it comes to guys or girls or anything like that. So that's just something that I've always loved about having Kalia in my life like that. Not saying it would have mattered, but I know at a young age, seeing Kalia play Skyrim and modding the games and just Smash and everything else like that, she's played with us over the years. So, hell, she was great at Gears of War. Still is. So,
Splatoon.
Yeah, we just never really had to have that type of mindset in our household. It just never really was part of our lives. I know it's out there, though. I know it does exist, and I'm sorry for
So,
for
yeah, I think society. It's really based on a community-based thing. And yeah. Like Hamil touched on, it really is about us as a generation being able to be more inclusive and accepting and bringing everyone to the table to enjoy what we love, which is gaming and having a good time about it all.
Yeah
man. Yeah. Next question I want to ask you guys was in regards to, can you share a story about a meaningful relationship or connection that you made through gaming? Can I start this one off? Very quickly, man. The fact that I get a chance to be here at DreamCon with my family, I get my two brothers, my little sister as the four controllers. We just launched our entire content pages throughout all of it. It's four controllers with a K, by the way. Make some noise for it. You can.
Woo!
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's the four controllers with a K. So you got Cleo, you got Kadeem, you got Hamil, you got Kalia. And that really is our pastime. We love talking anime. We love talking movies and cartoons and gaming. And we spend a lot of time doing that. That's my most meaningful connection is really with my family. I played Mortal Kombat against Kadeem every single day. Him as Scorpion and me as Sub-Zero. And we just beat each other up for years.
Yeah. He has me now, but, you know, he puts a lot more time into it now.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
Let me help you, Kadeem.
It used to be 50-50, not anymore, though.
Let me help you, Kadeem.
I know. We'll
Please.
Come back. We'll come
I got
back.
You,
I'll
bro.
Get him, I'll get him the next run.
We'll kind of reaching
you got Takeda.
I know, now. Now, he just came out.
With Hamil, I remember playing games like Gears of War and Dead Space on the Xbox 360. With Kalia, I remember connecting with her over Kingdom Hearts, which is like everything to me because it's, you know, it's a Disney-based game. We got Kingdom Hearts 4 getting ready to come out. Hopefully the four controllers get a cameo in that as well. That'd be really cool if they can make that happen. It's like finally Zero can, you know, Zero from Holes can have an actual world in Kingdom Hearts. I think that would be really cool. So that's my personal story when it comes to connection with gaming, my family. And I get a chance to, here we are in 2024, bring everyone to the table and come to DreamCon and do something like this. So yeah, man, that's my story. Anyone, let's start with Hamil. What about you?
So a connection I made was with my friend that I found through League of Legends. And
any League players?
Any League players.
Any League
no,
players?
No, League.
You
league,
guys
league,
play league. Everything.
Yeah, y'all's a squad right there. We got a game up. We got a game up.
We got to get
you play
with okay. Elmore over there? Okay, cool.
Okay, so I've been friends with this kid named Jet. Shout out Jet, Hotspot GG, Jetty Boy. I've been friends with him since middle school, man, and I finally got to meet him this year. So it's been like 10, 12 years. I met him at Evo. He's a great guy. He's always been there for me. He's always a great guy to talk to, and he's all the way from Atlanta. If anyone's from Atlanta, that's where he's from. And I've never thought I would be able to meet someone online, meet them in real life, and like have a connection like that. He's really like, that's my home dog. You know what I mean? Like when. when it's all said and done, like, I feel like that's one of my best friends I've ever had, for real. So all I really love him. Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope, brother. That's dope. Kalia, what about you?
Personally, like, for, like, long-term connections has definitely been with my brothers and stuff. But even for me, just when I'm playing, like, any team-based shooter games or just any multiplayer games in general, it's like, it's, there's always, like, that's the way that people can connect to each other with no voice chat, no nothing. Just, like, emails in the game or, like, saying hello to each other in the game or even, like, in Minecraft doing the little crouches and stuff. Yeah, exactly like that.
So
I like, the fact that that's that little sign of, like, I guess, humanity and connection is such in a game that's just a bunch of zeros and ones. Like, the fact that we're able to, like, have that connection no matter what. I think that's, like, probably my favorite thing about connectivity in gaming for me.
Brandon, what about you, brother?
Well, I mean, the reason I'm so good at Super Smash Brothers is because...
Oh, my
is
God.
Is because...
Oh, my
dang. God. Is because I have a twin brother. Okay, so I have a twin brother.
Good save.
And that's one of our biggest connections. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, before you could even play Smash online, we're playing Melee. You know what I'm saying? We're playing Brawl. I'm like, it's just one-on-one,
yep.
Final Destination, 10 hours.
Omega,
you know what
stage
I'm saying?
It up. I get it.
What is it? Who is the stronger human being today? And it's like, that's why I'm so good, is because most people... I think a lot of people don't have that. They don't have their equal to be able to play against and sharpen, you know, steel sharpen steel. And then on the other side of it, like right now I play like Call of Duty. Now I'm not good at it, but I only play it because my little cousins play it. So I jump on and that's how I stay connected with them. You know, there's a 15, 20 year difference between us sometimes and there's nothing else we can really talk about. But, you know, we're going after the loadout and another team is pushing. You know what I'm saying? We're on the same accord. We're one. And so for me to be able to be connected with people that I normally wouldn't have a direct reason outside of, oh, you're my cousin. It's good to see you. You good in school? And that's all you could say. You know, it's like, nah, like, we on this tomorrow? Like, all right, cool. I'm just going to follow your lead, bro. We out here.
Yeah, so. Got you. For me personally, you know, growing up, we didn't really play online that much, to be fair. You know what I mean? Obviously, we had each other, of course, the four controllers. We had each other. So we played against each other a lot. And I will say, before the last 4 years, obviously, when COVID started, getting on Twitch, playing a lot more online multiplayer games with a lot of the community that's here. I see y'all. See y'all right there.
Shout out to everybody that's supporting from the main to the Twitch.
Right now. Yeah. So starting with everyone that's in the community that we have here, and it for sure opened my eyes to being able to connect with people that way. And it's, you know, I'm not the biggest. I have never really been a big shooter when it comes to that. Not a big FPS guy or anything else like that. But yeah, we have found ways to connect and play a lot of games over the years together as a community. So I see the value of it a lot more, especially in the last 4 years, for sure.
Got you. Great breakdown, man. My question for you guys before I guess we can get it to Q&A, I guess, from the crowd, is this one. How do you balance gaming with other activities to ensure it remains a beneficial hobby? Because there are some people out there who are really like addicted just to gaming. It's all it is for them. Like that's their livelihood, that's their lifeblood, that's their source of entertainment, and that's all they get. It's just that. So I think finding a balance in life is very important. So I would love to ask the panel, how do you guys find a balance between what you do on a day-to-day basis and also, you know, playing with us or online with other people?
I don't even try.
You don't even try?
No, I don't try at all. Well, I mean, because the thing is, like, you know, I have a child. Like, I have a company I run. I have so many obligations to things that I have to do.
Yeah.
Gaming is not a thing that I get to have to do anymore.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm just like, I just game whenever I can. I don't try to balance it. I'm just like, oh, I can game right now? I got a few minutes, then I'm in.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, I don't even try to do it. I just, like, I get in where I can fit in and play as much as I can because I always, like I said before, I always feel like I'm better afterwards. Like, I'm just, like, be able to move myself, come back, and I'm good. So I think sometimes you have to look for balance, and sometimes balance finds you.
Ooh.
That's what I was saying.
Ooh, bars. Ooh, bars. Yes. Finger snap to that, Brennan. That was so deep. I love that. Camille, what up, brother?
For me, it's however, like, you game. Like, if you're just, like, trying to game for some peace, if you're trying to game to, like, use it as a workout and get better at a game, like, it's just, it depends on, like, what you're gaming for. That's how you really fit into your schedule. If it's like, hey, it's the end of the day, I'm gonna get some rounds on COD or Val. If it's like, hey, I just got back home from work, I'm about to, like, get some ranked in Tekken or Street Fighter. If, hey, I want to get creative, let's go on Minecraft. It's just whatever you feel like doing. And, you know, it's just who you are as a gamer. Every gamer is different. There's cozy gamers as well. Like,
cozy gaming. I had to pick that up. I like cozy gaming now.
Yeah, me too. You
originally, I didn't like it, but I was like, oh, it's relaxing.
It is.
I get it now.
You should start Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
You should.
I should. I really should.
You should. You need a village.
Yeah. Kalia, okay, what about you?
For me, when it comes to balancing like gaming and like life in general, it's usually a bit tougher because I like single player games, and those games on average are becoming like hundreds of hours just because, and it's like, why? So for me personally, it's just, I would like to have this a little handful of games I had to shuffle through, and just, if I had one of those days where I was like, I want to get through this specific chunk in a game no matter what, that'll be my focus for like the entire week. And then afterwards, if I get bored of one game or just I'm getting way too irritated, I know there's like a brain dead multiplayer game that I can play and just relax after, you know? So it's just having your easy game to decide if you just want to relax, and then having your backlog game just chipping through it slowly but surely. That's how I do it.
Gotcha. What about you, Kadeem?
Gaming addiction, right?
That's gaming addiction is the question. Because I feel like if there was anybody up here who's a recovering gaming addict?
I go through my phases. I'm
relapse every 2 weeks.
I'm recovering. I'm recovering. You never. That's the thing. You never recovered by addiction. So you know this. This is actually true.
This is true.
Always recovering. No, but when it comes to gaming addiction or just anything like that, you have to, of course, find your balance. Find how to even break the cycle of certain things, of certain games and stuff like that. Finding, like I said, a different outlet. Trying to find whatever neurological compound that dopamine or whatever the case is. You know, I'm getting real technical out here. So where's the psychologist out here?
Is he on board? Is he on track? What are we talking about?
Thank you.
All right, cool.
Okay, I'll keep going. Okay. But it for sure is on that side of it. Finding another way and another means to either find that outlet, either it's in a positive source. And, of course, gaming, we're out here, positivity of gaming. There is a lot of positivity in gaming. So, you know, it's not always in that negative sense. Just kind of finding that balance and of course, having a healthier lifestyle with it, you know. Whether I've done this a few times, it's actually a true story. When I was in high school playing Kingdom Hearts 2, I would whenever time I leveled up Sora, right, 20 push-ups. Swear to God, did that for a whole summer.
What?
Every time you would level up Sora,
yes,
you'd hit 20 push-ups.
20 push-ups.
Wait, every time what?
Huh?
Every time you what with Sora?
Level up. Every time I got to level up with Sora. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you leveled up in real life.
I always level up. Again, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's recovering.
So gaming. Now I get what happened. Here I am coming from set, and I come back, and my brother's like,
What's up,
bro? Like, what? Hold up.
It was a Simba level, too. It was when you turn into a lion. It was that level.
That's a spam-ass level?
I was spamming. Hey, I was leveling up like crazy, bro.
It's so fun, too.
Now
yeah,
I
that's,
know.
That's the, so yes, okay. That's what I'm saying. Yep. Finding ways to have a healthy lifestyle with it.
All right, so guys, we're about to wrap it up. We're going to do a little bit of Q&A real quick because we have a few minutes left. Before we do that, though, I want to let you guys know when we're done today, we really want to say thank you guys so much for being here. We really appreciate you. And our producer, Hippie, has some merch for you guys. First come, first serve. She got some buttons and some backpacks and stuff. So make sure you follow the How to Nerd podcast and all that. So I just want to say that before we get into it. And then, Hippie, we're going to say, does anybody have any questions for our panel real quick before we head out of here? So I think the yellow back there was first. Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? My question is, how has gaming helped you push more on your personal goals? Like for me, I'm a musician, but I learned how to be a musician, the rhythm and stuff, by playing JSRF. And so like stuff like that, how has gaming helped you be like more of who you really want to be in life?
All right. And so panelists, we only have a few minutes left, so our answers have to be very, very short. So Cleo, go ahead.
When you say JSRF, are you talking about Jet Set Radio Future? An incredible soundtrack to a game, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. One of the games that was most challenging to me was Castlevania Symphony of the Night, because I got lost several times and restarting that game over and over and over again. And then once I actually stopped everything else and focused on, okay, what did I miss? It helped me understand problem solving so much better. It's like you have to take a minute to just stop, breathe, and understand what you missed in order to go ahead and find the next level. So Castlevania Symphony of the Night did that for me in life.
Super Smash Brothers helped me with my timing and anticipation in playing basketball when I was an athlete.
Smart. Brain Age, DS, Mathematics. Oh, yeah. You don't know about that Brain Age life?
No, I mean, I do.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's your brain age, Brandon?
20 seconds.
What's your brain age?
My brain age?
Yeah.
It was the same. It was like always like 2 years old.
See it from the back of your head.
Okay. Yeah.
I can see it from the back of your head right now.
Khalia?
Nobody likes you. You're going to have to see me after this.
For me, it helped me with actually as a kid, it actually taught me how to read for some reason. Like, I was playing Pokemon Fire Red, and when you, of course, when you get a Pokemon, it will ask you, like, hey, nickname the Pokemon that I can't spell yet. So then I'll ask my brothers, like, okay, what did I put there? Then it's like, oh, yeah, just type out the name of the Pokemon. And uh-huh. then boom. So, yeah, gaming kind of helps you with just anything with the literature, stuff like that. So that's how it's helped.
I just want to point out real quick, I normally don't feel old, but you've been doing that to me today.
Yeah. Fire Red, yeah. bro.
Good Lord.
Fire Red.
Yeah, definitely. For me, it's Tekken. Tekken really taught me the confidence, bro. You got to know if you got to fade, you got to fade. And it really, that's how it be. Tekken definitely made me, like, there's a story when I had to fight you two. And it was back to back, like, 5 times in a row. And ever since then, I've been great. So, like,
he smoked me and Kadeem both 5 times in a row.
I want the smoke. What's the next question?
Yeah.
Last question?
Yeah, last question.
Last question, we got 2 minutes. So this question, answer, rap.
All right.
It's just a compliment. I just want to say thank y'all for showing up. So Cleo, you brought your family. I saw you in 2022, seeing everything that you're doing as far as MC and Kadeem. You said you was going to be bad boss, so I'll be watching your streams as always. Metal Gear, I want to thank you all because you're showing that there's a community that you can bring your family into it, that you can do it all together, and that you have all differences, but that doesn't mean that you don't have to dislike each other. So shout out to you because each year you've been coming to DreamCon, you've had the patience to say hello to everybody, take pictures. I wanted just to say I appreciate all y'all. Thank y'all for coming out. Hope to see y'all again. Hope to continue to see y'all grow. So thank y'all. And I'll try to get a picture with y'all as a family once y'all off stage. But just thank y'all, seriously, for all the patience that y'all just do each and every year.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for sitting here with us and joining us on the How to Nerd Live podcast with the guests of the 4 controllers. Big foes in the air. Big foes in the air. Big foes in the air. You guys can make sure to find us on the How to Nerd podcast on everything at How to Nerd podcast. Season 2 will be dropping soon. We have amazing guests on this season. We've got King Vader, Kiera, please, and even Walter Jones. Of course, which many of you know, Walter Jones is the Black Power Ranger.
That was crazy.
I still can't believe he's on.
That happened. It wasn't even supposed to happen.
But it did.
Surprise guest.
So he'll be on our
podcast. Cloud.
Pat Cloud is on it as well. And also make sure you guys follow the 4 controllers. That's 4 controllers with a K, by the way, on all social media platforms.
Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate
you. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for rolling through. Big thank you to DreamCon for letting me come and be a part of this every single year. It only gets bigger and better, and I'm excited already for next year. Thank you guys for rocking with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Like we said, DreamCon. If you want the merch, go to talk to Hippie right here. She got free merch for y'all.
In the 10-0.